Blog Talk Radio.
How we doing tonight? My name is Greg Graham, and you're listening to Okay, Okay, We're Listening. Tonight, I brought back my partner in crime for over 30 years. You guys all know him, Mighty Martin. How you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah. Doing good. What's up, everybody?
All right. Also, just to change up the, I guess, the male ego, we brought the lovely and talented Odetta on for our listening pleasure. Odetta, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. Hey, everybody.
All right. Glad you guys are all here. And let's get started with the show. Tonight's show is about don't ask. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask about my past. Just deal with what we have right now and move forward. Everything in my past is my past, and it should be part of our conversation. And before we even get into our discussion of that, we have an artist that has actually made up a song that's about all of that. He's a good friend of ours. He's been part of the show for a long time as well, too. The talented and very humble, Cyre. Hello, Cyre. How you doing tonight, sir?
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Well, I'm good. I don't know about everybody else. They say they're fine, so I guess we're fine, too.
Everybody good? Yeah, that sounds
good. Yo, he's too humble. He's too humble.
I told you he's humble.
Yeah, but he's got to come on. Sorry. Come on, man. Listen, you've done some big tracks. I mean, who have you done tracks for? You know, let him know what you do.
Yeah. All of that's cool, man. You know, the 50 Cent and, you know, Candy Bottle and stuff like that. But let's talk. I want to get into the relationship side of things. You know what I mean? This is a new page for me. You know what I mean? I'm doing some things musically that I've never done before, and thank God I got, you know, friends like y'all that have platforms to give me the chance to talk about it.
Cool. So you gave me a track that you wanted to premiere on our show today. Won't you set it up and we can knock it down?
Yeah. So. Excuse me. This song is about, you mentioned earlier about a don't ask about my past type of situation, but it's not meant specific, but really goes two ways. And what I mean by that is that if you're in a relationship and you're enjoying the person, and not just enjoying the things that they do for you or what you guys do intimately, but you're actually enjoying that person and you can see a bright future, I think that digging up a person's past, male or female, you know, it's kind of pointless, you know, because these things are, you know, you can't change these things, you know, so they can't help. They can't help us moving forward at all, whether we know them or not. So in my opinion, it's a question of being right or being happy or just confirming your own ego and your own assumptions. Or do you want to move forward with that person?
All right, don't give us too much, man. We have to have a discussion on this, Jay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Come on.
No. I just wanted to clarify because to me, it seemed
you,
like
you have your chance to clarify
earlier. Man. Okay. Okay, I got you.
So let's hear the song.
I'll follow you, me, brother. All right, here we go.
She said, who is she to ya? I see the way she looks at you. I said, babe, what's to ya? I can say, but really, what's the use? If things from my past you just can't control. So don't put me on the stand if you can't handle. Baby, now
Well, thank you, Sari. That sounds pretty interesting. I thought what I was saying was basically what it was, but, you know, you broke it down a little bit deeper about, you know, your past and not bringing it up. Let's just enjoy our lives and move forward and everything that we have. Let's do it. I get it. It's pretty interesting. Nice little catchy little melody as well.
Yo, I want to hear. I'm sorry. I'm anxious to hear how the females feel about that. I know this is, you know, geared towards the females. I'd really like to hear a female perspective.
Well, before we get into that, let's Sari discuss where you can find this song and where he has it at, what kind of platforms he has it on.
Well, you can find it on Google Play or Tidal or Spotify and Apple Music. You know, just any digital outlet, YouTube as well. Just any digital platform that you normally listen to your music on, if you stream music or whatever have you.
Okay, thank you, Sari. Now, Marty, you had a comment?
Yeah. I want to hear how the females feel about that. I know this, you know, Odetta, you know, we brought you on the show. Want to hear, you know, your perspective, if you could bring that to the table real quick.
Okay. Well, I agree totally with don't ask questions about your past. Leave it there. But the only situation that has me on the fence is if you're, like, living in the same area. Like, take Rockland, for example. We all know each other. Everyone's cousins, stepbrothers, twice removed. Everyone's related. So you're going to kind of want to know, you know, some details from your past. You can't avoid that. Right or wrong?
No, you should definitely know those details if that's your cousin. That's definitely something you should know. And I mean, if that's what you're doing, if that's what you're into, that's...
No, I'm...
I'm making sure you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? If you're sleeping, you want to know who they're dating. We're all from there. So,
Gotcha.
But you kind of want to know the details of someone's past. You know, you got to know. We're so close to each other. You're going to run into each other. You're going to see each other.
If you're from Rockland, you probably already
know
their past.
You may not. You may not.
No, you heard me though, Dad.
But I don't know your past.
That's a good thing. It's a pretty good thing. Nobody should know my past.
I had an old guy. I had an old guy to tell me this. Don't tell me anything about my wife before I met her. Anything afterwards? Yeah, that's my issue. But anything before that, I don't care. So,
you guys are
Odetta,
really
you
with
basically...
that though?
Yeah, I don't really care.
You don't?
No.
Somebody, you
I can't
do
anything about it.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I've done my research. I'm good.
Okay, but you don't want to... Okay, so you do want to know.
But she's known me since my situation. I can only speak on, you know, situations I've been through. So my situation, she's known me since we were like 9. So, you know.
I was really just speaking in general. I'm not, you know, specific. Your specific current situation, just in general.
Go ahead, Sari. What'd you want to say?
I kind of feel like if you want to know those things, it's your job to do that type of research. If you really want to, you know, get into those things, but if you're enjoying somebody and something like that or asking those type of questions will put a strain on it, why would you want to do that if there's nothing that can come of it? Like, nothing good can come of it.
You don't want to be pulling up into a party. You don't want to be pulled into a party where everybody's like,
that's your job to do that research beforehand.
Okay. So we're talking much later on, asking questions a year later, and like now you want to ask? Like now you're concerned that?
Yeah, it's like.
I'm probably going to ask my people.
Up old bones.
Yeah.
All right. I'm kind of with Sari. I don't care.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
after a certain time,
for sure. But you brought another aspect to it, Odetta. You brought another aspect to it. You said, you know, people in Rockland. I don't live in Rockland anymore, so I don't. I'm not into that demographic anymore. But you know, I live in Atlanta, so if I did meet a woman out here, but I'm already married. But if I did meet a woman out here, she probably does have a past. I'm 40 something years old. she probably been doing whatever she had to do. I can't do anything about that. It's about how she makes me feel.
If she's in Atlanta, she definitely has a pass, my G. You play too much. You play too much. Y'all need to cut it out, man.
No, stop that's it. Serious, though.
You got to be stopped.
Like, who really cares? It's about, no, it's about that connection that you have with that particular person. And if that person makes you happy, that makes you make your mouth and your body smile all the time.
Your what?
Why not?
Your mouth.
Your mouth smile.
Damn. You've got to be stopped.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I wouldn't want to go into someone's past. I don't want them to go into my past either because, you know, my past. Exactly. You don't want to hear about that. You know, it's about what I do with you right now. If you think about me when I was in my 20s and my 30s, no, my 20s, you wouldn't want to do anything to me right now because that's two different people. And that person back then was bad. Immature, reckless.
Yep.
I get what you're saying, Amadi. You know, you want to hear the woman's perspective of it. You know, for me, I don't care what the woman has done. No, I don't know how you women, you know, how you look at it. If we was, you know, that playboy or that player back in the day, is that a problem dealing with that particular person today? I don't know. Men change. People change.
Well, no. Yeah, definitely. You grow.
Yeah.
So, no, you can't do that. But just significant things, I think, should be shared if you're, like, in the same place, know the same people, like that.
For example,
not a detail. I don't need a whole list of each year who you dated, for how long, and all of that. I don't need that. But just,
what's the particular thing? I don't get the particular.
So, let me, can
like,
I ask
who
y'all,
your baby mama is, who your baby daddy is, like,
oh,
like
yeah.
Who you was married to, you know.
Exactly,
like,
I get that.
Like that.
I get that.
Right.
You bring that up on the first date?
Everyone since elementary school, like that.
I'm sorry, Hamadi wants to talk. Go ahead, Hamadi.
Yeah, let me, I'm not trying to over-talk anybody, but I just wanted to ask you a serious question, though. So, like, what's the magic number? Like, if you keep pulling up, so, you know, the summer's about to be lit. You know, people are going to start pulling up in the barbecues and all that, you know. So what's the magic number when you pull up into your man's barbecue on Carnell and, you know, everybody's like, yo, that's your girl. All right, that's once. Then what happened to you down in Nyack? You know what I'm saying? You pull up and then down there, you know, in the threes, they talk, yo, that's your girl. Yo, you know, like, you know, I talking to you, you know. Then all of a sudden you pull up at, you know, some other spot, you know, in the Bronx, and all of a sudden when your man runs into you, that's your girl, you know. Like, what number is enough where you got to start asking questions like, hold up, you know, were you a little bit reckless in your past? You know, I need to know, you know, at some point I'm going to need to know. I don't want to be looking crazy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No thanks.
I don't care.
I don't want to be sweet.
I don't care.
Yo,
don't
Greg, you quiet, Greg. What happened?
I just said
you
don't care,
though, right?
Don't care.
You don't care.
No.
That's crazy.
I don't.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's though.
Yo, you trying to change the subject. That's crazy.
I don't live. Oh, for other people. I don't live for rumors. I don't live for people talking about my back.
No, but that's for me.
If I did that, I'll be
gone. No, but those are facts.
Nah. Right, that's for me. I need to know.
Yeah. Body count is lit. And you over here.
Why does it make a difference? Why does it make a difference?
Yeah, I don't get. I don't get why it makes a difference either. Because, yeah, but what is the surprise? What is the surprise?
It's not a surprise. Everybody knows already. It's not a surprise.
Is that one?
Yeah, she's lit. It's not a surprise. Everybody knows.
But you will know that when you meet her. Though. When you meet her, you will know
what
woman she is.
She's mine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, what kind of conversations are y'all having with these people the whole time where nothing ever comes up, where you can't have some type of intuition as to who you're dealing with? I don't understand that at all.
Me either.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in these situations anymore.
Especially if you're dealing with somebody like within close proximity in the same town or community, whatever have you. You don't have no friends that know anything about this person. And I just don't understand that. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
like, that's, to me, that's two different things. You know what I'm saying? If the community is that tight knit, then you already know. And
right.
that's and either you decide.
Well,
to
maybe
that
you already heard. Maybe you already heard.
Okay, so
you're asking
you already
her
heard, so you
about
have,
her.
You already have
her
those
life,
suspicions.
But, you know. Okay.
So you already have those suspicions. So going into the situation, you make that decision initially.
Mm-hmm.
So whose fault is that?
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
And all the wonderful
yeah,
things
it's
she can
it's
do,
no, it's no
I, and I like it. Please, I ain't giving that up. I'm not.
Yo, man.
I don't care.
Have fun, man. Have fun in life, man. Nothing.
Yeah.
I say everybody knows that's rare if you find somebody that you actually love the person. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that the whole point of my thing is like, if you love the person, if you feel like you got something rare, do you really want to jeopardize and go and dig and find something and find what you're looking for? For your own
But
video?
It's not rare,
or
though. It's
hurt.
Not rare.
It's not
rare.
How do you know, though? The point is, how do you know?
I just told you pulled up to 4 different locations, the one in the Bronx. Like, say you add Connecticut as the 5th, and she's still lit there. You don't care? Like, there's nothing
that's a different story. Then
that's
you don't
totally
know for a fact
though.
What's going
that's,
on.
I think that's a totally different situation than
exactly.
what I'm talking about. I think that's totally different.
All right, so
that,
if she's not lit, so nobody knows about her.
I think the situation
kind of
evolved.
She's on a low.
All right, so I guess
but,
I mean, there's a lot of people
paths.
On the low. There's a lot of people on the low. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
So what I'm getting from
like
Amadi
is
that
that's not a possibility.
Is that you guys have these egos and you don't want to be embarrassed in front of other people from your person's past?
No, I just don't like surprises. That's it.
Oh, so you just
I don't
want
to. I don't want anyone else to tell me something that my boo should have told me.
Yo, listen, I'm not trying to convince nobody otherwise. I'm just saying me. I don't want to be sitting next to my man smashed and we sit next together and all of a sudden nobody knows. Well, I don't know nothing, you know what I mean? I just don't want to be in that situation. Like, we should have discussions. And I don't want to be around somebody that's, been in the situation too many times where that's happened. That's all I'm saying. Now,
so now you're talking about you met a woman, you dated her, or you're dating her. And all of a sudden, you have a conversation with her. She talks about, I just had sex with 30 people in my life. It's not going to be a problem. And you're like, yeah,
what
you know what?
First?
I'm feeling
Hold
you,
on,
but
dating.
I got to leave you alone. Dating,
what
okay,
dating?
Courting, whatever.
Dating?
I don't know, Marty. I don't know what the word or the term is today. But if you are dating somebody, you're trying to talk to someone, you're trying to get to know someone, and then she brings up this conversation about, I did this. Your boy that you know from way back when, I did that with him. You want to have that whole conversation, then after you hear that, then you're going to be like, oh, you know what? I don't want to do it with you no more. Is that where we at?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm okay with that. What's wrong with that? You're bugging, bro. You're bugging.
No,
you're bugging.
All right,
Everybody has a pass.
I guess
I just don't need your pass to be that lit.
Yeah, but so what's the deal breaker for you? Like how is it like a body count or what's the deal breaker for you? Close proximity, too many bodies.
Yeah, like definitely not my cousin. Like that definitely can't happen. You're not even you're definitely not even part of the equation. Kick rocks.
No family. No family.
Fucking absolutely not. Get out of here.
Well, I would hope you would be closer with your cousin because maybe you would know already, right?
Right.
The close proximity thing usually cancels itself out. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes.
I get it.
This is Rockland. Don't forget. This is Rockland.
Well, then you're relying on rumor. I need to straight from the horse's mouth. Talk to me.
Yeah, because they're going to tell the truth all the time.
So you don't know everything. You don't know everybody
do.
That I dated. You don't know everybody that I've been with before me and you have
relationships. Just a significant relationships, like long-term relationships,
that's
real shit.
That's
I don't need all that. Right, but I'm taking, like, you're like, don't ask nothing. Like, we met, we together. This day, don't worry about yesterday. That's how I'm taking what you guys are saying.
Don't worry
so
about
that's
that
why I'm responding
that's
as I am. Word. That's that.
Yo, you know what's crazy, though? Yo, Greg, you know what's crazy? Right now, somebody's listening to the show, and they really, really understand. Like, they're trying to figure out this whole dating scene, and they're sitting here intensely listening to the show like, yo, man, I got to think about these things because, you know, you could be running around with a dude who also, you know, I'm not going to just keep it one-sided. He'd be running around with Dirk Diggler, you know what I mean? He's dug in everything, everybody's backyard around him. And so, you know what I'm saying? I hear you, Odetta. So we got to speak on that, too. Nobody want to be around somebody that's too popular.
Man. No.
Somebody,
no, I don't need
what's
community
your body count,
what?
What's your body
wait
count?
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about,
hello?
Bro?
What do you think? You don't want to be around Dirk Diggler. You know, what is Dirk Diggler?
What's wrong with you, man?
Is this the guy that does
go
around the whole round? But I'm saying we put this label on thing when people are experimenting or learning themselves and saying this is a bad thing that they have. Now, obviously, if they have some kind of STD, then that's the issue. Then you don't want to deal with this particular person. But if a person is growing and trying to figure out who they are, you know, we got a lot of people out here that don't understand what love is. You know, they've been taught by, you know, watching porn on this is what it's supposed to be like to have sex with a woman and, you know,
you
they have
say.
No experience whatsoever.
Say.
So we can't just hold that as a standard saying this is what. You guys are clowns.
Nah, I agree 100%, man.
Yo.
Yeah, man, we can't do that, man. See, exactly. I asked you that question. You're like, what are you talking about, Greg? You got all defensive and all that, man. That's what
I didn't get defensive.
Yes, you did because you didn't answer the question.
What are you talking about? You're bugging.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no point to it. Absolutely no point.
So I guess my next question would be, if you expect the disclosure of all of that information, are you open to disclosing whatever is in your background as well? Whatever bones are in your closet?
For sure.
That's
ask
a good question, Odetta.
Ask and I tell. Not online, though, but yes, I
don't answer the question.
Oh, man, that sounds a little shaky right there.
She was like, don't ask right now.
Sound like you got.
Don't ask right now. You can ask later.
We got a winner here. I told you that, Greg. We got a winner.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
No, but it's true. I get that. Like, if me and my lady did have that conversation, that's fine. We could go back and forth on that. But what I think what Cyrae's trying to bring out with this is that, hey, you know, we have a good thing going on. I'm treating you right. You treating me right. Why do you care about this woman? You know, she might be still in your life now. She might be my friend. You know, why do you care about her? I bring her here. You know who she is. You know what she's about. Mm-hmm. Why do you have a problem with her?
All right, then we got to move.
Why do you have to move?
What?
We got to move then. Yes. We just got to move. We got to move.
I love you, boo. Let's go.
Yeah, you got to come on. We got to go. Too lit. We got to go.
Why?
Yo,
why?
And that still doesn't change. That still doesn't change the time.
No.
Because
you take
at least you don't have
to
be reminded of it.
I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore. Y'all have no idea, bro. This is crazy. It sounds like it's tough out here.
It is. Hard out on these streets.
Let's get some opinions from people from outside and see what they think. I'm going to open up the phone lines. The phone number is 714-583-6887. Once again, it's 714-583-6887. Callers, if you want to ask any one of us a question about this particular topic of don't ask, feel free. And I have a
yo, but no, I don't know. Hold up. Relax. Don't get crazy. We'll call up here asking those crazy questions, all right? You're bugging. You know, turn them loose. Hey, just ask whatever you want. Get out of here, bro.
Ask for body.
You already set it off. Hey, what's your body count? Fucking idiot. What's wrong with you, bro? Yo, you violated, son.
Oh,
you are crazy.
Yeah.
God, man.
Hey, Mike, we got
I don't know how we survived
this. You brought it up. You say, hey, some guy's a Dirk Diggler. So I want to know what a Dirk Diggler is.
You suicide bomber?
I'm just trying to find out what a Dirk Diggler is. All right,
what a Dirk Diggler is. You know what it is. You're going to go there? You know what it is.
Yeah. All right. We have a caller, guys. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh,
this person's from an 845 area code. I guess that's Rockland or New York. Caller, you're on
Act
the
like
air on OKLK Listening. Say your name and.
Seriously.
Well, I know, but.
This is Denny. I'm calling from Spring Valley, New York.
Hello, Denny.
Hey, Denny.
Chantel.
Hey.
That's right.
Denny.
Right.
How y'all
Denny,
doing?
Denny. What's
what?
Going on?
Very much. How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's fine. I'm holding my breath waiting to hear what you're going to say.
Everybody excellent.
I find it funny that it's always, I mean, and it may be vice versa as well, but the men that always are so concerned with the body count of women in their past, they're the ones that are like the biggest holes.
Ooh.
Like they have this crazy past, and then they trying to hold these women up to these standards. Like, oh, my lady has to be this and that, and it's like you want to, you know, possibly get somebody from out of town because, you know, you want someone that no one may, you know, may not know her, or someone with this clean slate. Meanwhile, she's attending a barbecue with you, and all your exes are there trying to fight her, and you know, she's getting side eyes, and she doesn't even know what she's walking into. And I see that a lot. Like, even a lot of guy friends that I have, you know, they're talking about how their female has to be. And it's like, but, bruh, I knew you 10, 15, 20
right.
years ago. Like, your past is not that clean. And in a perfect world, like, I keep saying my next relationship, I would want us to be completely honest with each other. And I would rather it be that way, because then at least I know what I'm walking into. And that's giving me the option of saying, I want to deal with you even though you used to be a hoe, or you used to be a you know, a drug dealer, a murderer, or whatever, and I'm going to ride this out with you. Or, you know, if a female tries to come to me and say, well, girl, you know he used to do this and so, and I can be like, well, yeah, I know. You know what I mean?
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Thank
that
you, Denny.
Perfect.
We're going to elaborate on that or discuss that right now. Thank you for calling in. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you too.
Yeah, love you too, Chantel.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, guys?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree 100%. I just want to clarify again. This is the song. What I had in mind writing the song is that this is a two-way street. It's not, you know, just for men or for women. It's a two-way street. Anybody, you know, can relate to this. I just wanted to kind of bring this narrative to the foreground and just get this topic rolling and a discussion rolling about these things, because like right now I don't hear a lot of songs talking about these type of situations, you know what I mean? And I know they happen every day, you know what I mean? So that's what I had in mind writing this song and creating this, is to have this type of discussion and bring it to the foreground. But it is a two-way street. Don't get it twisted. It's not just a man or female, whatever. It's a two-way street.
Well, I have a question for the
guys.
And I agree
100% with Chantel.
I agree with her, too.
Yeah.
But what she was talking about, you know, being straight up honest, that's what she said, that her next relationship, that's what she's looking for. So, Odette, I'm going to put this to you first. Is it a problem for you when you're dating somebody to come completely clean at first, or do you have to wait a while then come completely clean? So you have a representative first and then afterwards. Okay.
Oh, no. No, I'm myself 100%. I share everything off rip so you know what you're dealing with. No surprises. That's easy, and that's how I want it. That's what I expect.
Okay. Mari, sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm not dating, bro. I'm good.
Come on, just give an answer when you was dating. Clown.
What is, again, dating like you like say? Like,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, I want to know.
Give me the
like,
term then, Amat. Give me the term then.
Listen,
all right, sorry.
Relax, man.
Sorry,
relax.
Yeah, you know, I agree too. Like, I'm an open book. You know what I'm saying? Any questions you got for me, you know what I mean? I don't have nothing, I don't hold nothing back. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. It's stuff that, again, that we can't control. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing we can change about our past. It just is what it is. If it can't be accepted, then it just is not meant to be with each other. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. Ma, did you figure out what a term is? because I don't want to keep.
Bro, I figured out that we are probably younger us could have had this conversation. Older us, nah, B, not so much. But it's hilarious though, honestly. I'm just thinking about our situations, and I'm like, yo, I'm about to walk outside right after the show, say what's up to Cy, you know what I mean? Go play with his kids, you know what I mean? He can play with my kids. Like, this is what's really going to happen. I'm so glad I don't have to date anybody. Good Lord. God, good
you
luck to all y'all people here to date.
You can stop rubbing
God.
It in. You can stop.
No, listen, man. I'm sorry. Listen. I applaud you, Sister Soldier. Keep it going. God. God, I applaud you. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, champion queen. I'm rooting for you. Trust me. I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you, too, and I'm not even a religious dude.
No. Speak on that. Why is it so different now? What's going on now that it's so different than it was 20, 10, 15 years ago?
Social media.
You don't know. I think people don't know what they're trying to get themselves into. Honestly, from what I see.
Social media.
And when I have.
The damn distraction.
Yeah, and there's always somebody, like, as soon as you turn your cheek for something else, somebody else is right there to get your attention. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then that person could be moving on to the next, you know what I'm saying, next thing that's got it. You know what I'm saying? People have really,
yep.
really short attention spans. It's crazy. I watch it, and it's crazy. And I've seen people fall head and heels over love in a month, and then all of a sudden, 2 months later, like, your whole picture with him disappeared on Instagram. I want to know what happened. Like, I feel like we was in a relationship, too. I want to know what happened to your relationship. That's
story.
Important to me now. Yeah.
Word.
Like, I'll be feeling left out.
Okay.
God, man.
Oh, Daddy, you said social media. So it's basically the same thing Amadi saying. Well, can you elaborate on your answer?
It's just the distraction that it is. Everything's at a click of a button. And it's right there, right now. You can get a go live, see some
what's
beep,
I don't know what that
stuff.
What's beep beep?
Some boobies.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You can just click live, boom, you see her, she's there. It's just crazy. Everything's at a touch of a button. So everything seems so disposable now.
Mm.
Like
well,
Amadi said, 1 month, you're in love, and 2 months later, it's like, who is he?
Right.
Yep.
And the cycle repeats and keeps repeating. It's the same thing. So it's hard. I feel bad for my daughter's generation.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I really don't know, because I'm, you know, I'm with Amadi, I'm not dating. You know what I'm saying? I'm at this point, but, like, I kind of see, because I do social media too, you know what I mean? But I do see what Amadi's saying, where it's like a lot of people, like, it seems like they're in a relationship like this week, and then maybe next week or 2 weeks later, it's like something totally different, and they're talking about something else. It's just, I feel like it's not just with relationships, though. It's with anything. Like, everything just seems microwavable now, you know what I mean? It's just a disposable society at this point, you know.
I like that term, microwavable. I like that. Microwavable.
It's just not the same, you know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. I mean, but we have, everything evolves, you know what I mean? So I'm sure there's people out there that still, you know, love for real. You know what I mean? And I'm looking for real love. It's just harder to navigate, you know, in the world today. You know, it's harder. It's harder to find those people. It's harder to find each other. You know.
But even with that being said,
you know,
the
crazy
definition of love is different.
Yo, but G, listen, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, right? Like, I'm not gonna blow nobody's spot, because, you know what I'm saying, my peoples. But
hold
I know
on,
some
hold on,
dudes buddy. That
we got a phone call from somebody from Jamaica, so I want to bring this in. I'm sorry.
Not
yard.
A
keep your thought.
Yard.
Hello, you're on Okay, we're listening. Please state your name and
hey, Greg.
Hey, how
Greg?
You doing, sir? Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good, sir.
Please state
your
name.
Yeah, you feedback. Can you turn down your microphone or your speakers? Could be getting the feedback from you.
You guys, I'm listening to you guys, and, you know, does it really matter, you know, about a person's past? Does it really matter? It's like, like water underneath the
bus. That's cheating.
Yeah.
That's cheating, Greg. That's your dad. That's cheating, bro.
Hey, man, I didn't tell him to call. He called.
Papa Locks.
I can't help it.
Come on, Papa Locks. Don't do that.
I can't help it.
Papa Locks. You got it.
Yeah, how you doing?
You got to answer the question. He asked the question. Yeah.
The question is, man, does it really matter, though? Does it really matter?
I don't
It's water on the bridge, man. I mean, it's gone bad. Mm. It's gone already. Why look up old things? I mean, you know, think about the future. We're moving forward in life. Understand?
So you're on the Mahdi side because you sound like the same thing that Mahdi's saying. So you must have some skeletons in your closet too, sir.
Oh, man. What's this? No, man. I'm a clean guy, man. I'm a man of God. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay.
It just got real.
Forward. We love you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it depends on who you ask the question to. They're going to give you a different type of answer. You know, I agree with them. It is water underneath the bridge because after a certain while, who cares? You know, a lot of things happen and, you know, life happens. And then you mature and you grow, you change, you do different things, you learn different things. So you do different things when you with that person. That's what the person actually fell in love with or trying to fall in love with because all the things that happened in your past made you who you are today. So who cares?
I'm sure your answer at 50 is different than your answer at 39.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Me, I don't care. My answer now, after what happened with me, is that I don't give a rat's butt about anything. I can't just hold on to anything anymore. You know, jealousy, what you did in your past, I don't care. I'm trying to live. So if you want to do things with me, you want to live with me, let's go.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make a difference. The age is just when you get that clarity, you're clear, and you don't care about other things. A lot of people didn't have that clarity.
I understand that. I'd like to also make sure that there's a little bit of clarity in that past. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what was you going to say,
Mike? In some instances, less is always better. Can I get the less, please? You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
You can do what you want. We can agree to disagree, bro. You wanna bring her in the hood with you? Go ahead. That's you. I'm good. That's you, bro. You wanna show up at everybody's barbecue with the most latest joint? That's you, bro.
But that's you. But I think we deviated from the point of what Sire was trying to say. You know, you can know these things and still go into the hood and be like, okay, now these guys are coming up to me and saying these things. Or you could go into the hood without knowing these things, and these same guys come up to you. So the question is, you want to be prepared to know what's going to be said to you? So when you walk to that barbecue, you already know these things are going to happen and be said to you? Or you don't want
careful.
That happen at all?
You should be more careful.
So that's all about your exploration of how you actually date this person. I'm sorry,
absolutely.
I don't know what the word you want to use.
Like I said, it's up to the person who wants to know that information to do that research from the jump. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's your job. If you're interested in someone,
right.
If you want to find out more about them, and you want to be confident in who you're walking around with and bringing around to your family or whatever gathering you're going to be at with her or him or whatever. It's your job to do your own research. You know what I'm saying? Nobody could do that
right.
for you. But
right.
if you do come across people that tell you things, then, again, it's up to you to make that decision at that point whether you want to keep moving forward with that person or not. But keep going with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's pointless, you know what I'm saying, to keep going with that type of stuff.
Yeah, no.
Because what can you really do about it at that point?
No. That's going to kill everything right there.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think we get more clarity now.
And the point of it was,
the
point of it is, do you jeopardize, if you're enjoying something at that point, do you jeopardize it and continue to push forward on what you want to know for your own satisfaction, or do you enjoy today and the future? So
if you enjoy that much mover,
what do you
want to
do?
Relocate.
Enjoy that much mover. The South is cheap. Atlanta, bro, it's cheap.
Yeah, come to Atlanta.
Just
come
go.
Atlanta.
Go South
Perfect.
Carolina, North Carolina. We got country folk. Y'all know what time it is.
But
it
I think the question that or the comment Amadi's actually making, sorry, is
yeah, me and you got together, as me and a woman, we got together, we're good, we have a good connection, and then we go to this barbecue and all these guys saying these things. Now, I have to question you because you didn't tell me all this stuff. Am I right with that, Amadi?
You guys are bugging. This is crazy. I've been out with you guys. We've been places. We've seen each other. And we looked at each other. And we've been like, no, no. And so I'm not feeling you right now. You're wilding. I'm telling you right now. Yo, cut this shit. You're full of it. You're bugging. Absolutely bugging. You and I both know we've laughed. Yo, I'm not naming names, but we've been there. We've looked at each other. Yo. Come on, man.
Hello.
Cut out. Stop it, bro. You're bugging.
I'm not bugging. No, real talk.
You guys are bugging.
Odetta, please.
No,
give a voice
no,
of reason
no. Rick, would stay around. No, I'm not with you on this.
I don't need no help. I can stay on my own ground.
We're together. Right. Once you go to that barbecue, you get all the information. You're going to stay with the girl. You're not going to judge her. You're not going to hold it against her. You're not going to do none of that.
What? That night.
This is not what I'm saying.
You know what it is.
You're not going to judge her. You're not going to side eye her, look at her crazy like, wait a minute. No, you're still in love.
The thing is,
don't
I will already know. I will already know. Like, I'm very inquisitive.
Okay.
I would figure out what you're about, who you're about, and like, oh, you're doing this, that, and another. And that will lead me to other things to make me understand who you are. That's how I am. And if I care, I care. If I don't care, I don't care.
Then you don't. Okay.
No, I don't live by what other people say to me about somebody that I'm with or somebody that I know.
No. I don't even want to hear it from nobody else.
I don't either. Go ahead. I wish you could see my face right now. Yo, you're. I wish you could see my face, Greg.
Have you ever had a rumor or anything spread about y'all before?
For sure.
Okay. More for women than men, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, but all right, yeah. So Odetta. If you've had a rumor spread about you before and lies told about you, would you like to defend yourself about those, or would you find it unfair for someone to say to you, well, I can't fuck with you because of that? And you know in your heart,
yes,
you know
I think
who you are. You know that you know it's a lie, but the person can no longer trust. The person can no longer trust the situation.
You know what, Sare? I think that goes along with getting to know somebody in the first place. Back to being serious. Like, when you go on a date somebody, you want to get to know them anyway. So regardless of what somebody says about somebody, this, like I guess Greg was saying earlier, you're going to pick up on certain traits and certain things that person does, or certain mannerisms, certain customs that they may have, you know, like the, you know, always hiding their phone or, you know what I'm saying, or always quick to answer a text message or not answer your phone when you know, like when they're not near you. You know, like certain things they'll catch on to, you know what I'm saying, and you realize what level the relationship's at. But I think
clearly. And then
that's how you know how serious a relationship is. You know where you're taking it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think those things are, you know, a lot of those things, you know what I'm saying? Like that, how.
Hold on, sorry. Odetta, your voice got real deep. Because I know Sari asked Odetta a question, and somebody just cut her completely off.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please, Odetta, answer the question.
I forgot what the question was. I'm sorry.
See?
The question was if you've had lies or rumors spread about you, and you're really in a relationship that you know, are enjoying, and you're enjoying a person, but then that person hears those rumors, then you know, they don't know they're untrue, but you do. How do you feel about them, you know, cutting the relationship short because of those rumors?
Oh, well, I think that's a real cornball thing to do, by cutting a relationship off
really?
Of a rumor. I do.
They don't know it's a rumor. But they don't know it's a rumor.
Communication.
No, they went to a barbecue with you, and a few of their homeboys said, "Yo, man, she lit."
Mm-hmm.
Does he trust his homeboys, or does he trust the person that he enjoys spending all his time with? Like, how do you do it?
Well, he should come talk to me. That's it. Just come
conversation. But there's some females out here that'll also take that and go back to his homeboy and be like, "Yo, come on, man, why are you blowing up my spot like that?" You know what I mean?
Ooh,
like,
scandalous. Whoa.
Yeah, this is 2018. This is, come on, man, cut it out.
I'm
Put
sorry.
You on the game. Cut it out.
I've been in the house. I don't know.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Let me live, Hamadi.
Yo, y'all are crazy, yo.
Yeah, you don't want me to shout you out, Hamadi, but you want to shout her out. Come on.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Oh, see, here you go again. Listen, man, chill out, 5-0. Yo, I'm not saying that. See, I'm not. See, you want me to tell
what are
I'm
you
not
saying?
Saying
what are you saying?
Yeah, but I'm not saying that I'm trying to shout anybody out. What I'm saying is this is just real talk. Like, there's some women that will go that extra mile because it might have been the dude that was talking to, like, yo, why'd you shout me out like that? You know me, you how we get down. Then all of a sudden they might rekindle something. You don't never know what situation people be having. Trust me.
Oh, that's messy.
Yeah. Yeah, people are messy.
That is so messy.
People are messy.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah, but what about, I'm with that Cyre thing, you know. This rumor thing, you know, you could have this rumor on you that's been there for many years, and then you hear about it. Then what do you do? You know, do you just ask the question to you and like, well, that was a rumor that was said about me about 10 years ago, and that's not true. Do you believe her, or do you keep on going with it, with the relationship? I mean, anybody can answer.
Yeah, that's my question too.
Yeah, I mean, don't rush to it. I mean, guys, you know.
Yeah, don't jump into it. Anybody can answer. Okay, nobody cares about what I said. Don't worry about it.
I forgot.
See, Greg, nobody's even listening to you, bro. That's the best part.
Nobody's
going to
answer
the question.
I know.
See?
I know.
And listen, and it's the single people. You feel me?
I know. Your attention spans is very short.
Oh, it's the single people with the small attention spans. I love it.
Oh my
goodness. Yo, son.
What did you say?
What?
The people with more than two kids, we get it.
No, it's too many words. Too many words. Condense that.
Too many words. Wow. You should never, ever say that out loud again. Ever. Too many words. What are you saying?
Basically, what I'm asking you guys is, if you find out that you go to this barbecue and somebody says, yo, this person here, no, you shouldn't be messing with because they did this, that, and other. And like Cyre was saying earlier, that could be a rumor. And then you hear this from three or four different people, especially from a small town, because you know how fast rumors go in a small town or a small county, you know. And then you confront the person and ask the question, like, hey, I heard you did this, that, and other. I didn't do that. What do you do then?
Because,
you know, you asking these questions because you hear something.
You got to make a decision.
You got to do what?
Make a decision not to go back to the barbecue.
Yeah.
Don't go back
there. Stop going to Nag barbecues. You stop going to Nag barbecues.
No more.
Yep. Nah, you start going to New City and it's cold. You go up the other way. Yep.
Relocate, like Hamadi said. Just relocate. Relocate.
And enjoy your life.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what you're doing, and that's what you got to do. You just got to kind of get away from everybody because, you know, you never know.
All right. So let's break down the conclusion to all this, everybody's thoughts on don't ask. I know we just went this random and just went off the top of the head, but everybody, just give about two minutes of a closing remark about this and what your real thoughts are without any jokes or anything like that. Odetta, go first, please.
Okay. Well, you should most definitely ask questions. Nothing wrong with asking questions. Just don't keep going back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Once the person answers, they share exactly what you know, what their experience was, take that and then move on. There's no need in
okay.
keep going backwards and backwards. You never get forward.
Okay.
That's my quote.
Hamadi?
Well, closing remarks, I mean, pretty much is my situation. I can say that being open about your past is, well, especially if your shorty knows about your past, is always a positive move, because that way you have a closer relationship with her. And then also you guys can find yourselves building a more solid relationship and a foundation and moving forward and becoming more successful with your relationship.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
For me, again, I would say that, you know, anything in the past is definitely water in the ditch. You know what I mean? If you feel like you wanna ask those questions, then you need to be real with the situation and be an open book yourself. You know what I mean? It's definitely a two-way street, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't expect somebody to do something that you're not willing to do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So put it all out there, you know, and it doesn't always have to end up in a happy way, you know what I'm saying? Because there are things that some of us, we just can't deal with, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
they just are deal breakers. But it's,
right.
you know, you can just keep it official and put everything out there. I think that's the best move, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I agree with each and every one of you. I really like what you were saying, Odetta, about, you know, ask a question once, and once you get the answer, that's it. You can't just keep on prying or reword it and think different answers are going to come out. Then they feel like they are on some type of interrogation show. You know, just keep it 100, like you were saying, Saray, and then everything will be fine. And, you know, Hamadi, you were saying, you know, more open. Who doesn't want a woman, or I guess who doesn't want a man that is more open for them? You know, you want to have a complete open, honest relationship, and if you start holding back things, it's going to come back sooner or later and might bite you when you get to that barbecue, and you don't want that to actually happen. My thoughts on it is that everybody should just be who they want to be, and the person that you're dealing with doesn't like that. You know, you just have to move on, and if you're trying to hold back things, and when they find out, there's going to be more issues and problems in the long run. You don't want that. And I understand that social media stuff, people's attention span is really short, and they think they can get all these things out here. And Odetta, like we're saying, we are rooting for you, praying for you, hoping for you to find that particular person that you want in your life. But we get it. I get it.
Get that prayer circle classic. Working, please.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Hopefully somebody's listening to the show tonight. Hopefully somebody's listening to the show tonight, and you know your IG or your
inbox about to be lit.
Yeah, it's about to be lit. You know what I'm saying? That's a really good thing. That's a positive thing. I'm glad that we can help the community.
Well, absolutely,
thank you,
man. And also, if anybody wants to have any input on the show on different topics that we want us to discuss, feel free to inbox any one of us, Odetta or DM Odetta, Mari, or myself, and we will be happy to put it on the show for you.
Hold on,
what?
What'd you
say? Nothing.
Oh. You just invited people to my inbox.
What?
You just invited people to my inbox. Hold on.
I did
Odetta.
Not. I did not.
He did.
I did.
He did. You
did not.
You missed that.
Oh.
Yo.
To my inbox.
He just invited people to both of our inboxes with questions.
Oh, I didn't
no.
hear that.
Show topics. Hamadi, stop that.
I thought y'all was hooking me up. Oh,
hey,
okay.
I was trying to hook you up, but Hamadi's messing it up.
Oh, goodness, Hamadi.
That's up to Hamadi. That's Hamadi's
okay.
job.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's
trying to do what I do. Ask me
all
if
right,
I
guys.
Care.
Sorry, I really appreciate
thanks.
You coming on and blessing us with your song. A lot of success with your song, Odetta. I'm glad
mm-hmm.
that you joined us, and hopefully next week you'll be back on with us. I hope Hamadi and myself wasn't too much of a handle that you
no,
could handle us.
No, not
and,
at all.
And be with us. Okay, cool. Sare, once
fun.
Again, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. Hamadi, anything you want to close out with? even though you already had your closing remarks?
I mean, listen, man, it's important that, you know, we're all on the same page, we get it together as a people, and you tune in next Monday around the same time, and we'll have a whole other topic for you. Just stay tuned, all right? That's pretty much
all
it,
right, guys? Have a good night.
All right, peace
all right, everybody, take care.
Later.